Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you got any thoughts on anything, you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. This is a good question about last night. For us, the Jaguars winning the game is a really bad thing. The Chiefs now, the question, is it more about the Chiefs last night or is it more about the Jaguars?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, the Chiefs moved the ball. Chiefs had like 450 yards of offense. The Chiefs actually, I thought, outplayed the Jaguars. Jaguars had that
the interception at the goal line.
What a terrible, first of all, it's a good play by Devin Lloyd. Awful attempt to get him down by Pat Mahomes. Awful, awful attempt.
Can't get him down. Can't get hurt.
I don't care. You can try if the quarterback gets hurt making a play. No, but you can try to even tackle him up top to slow him down so others can rally.
Well, wait a minute.
It's seven and they lost, or you can not make the playoffs. Wait a minute. Listen. There's also that.
Or listen. You get hurt. Pat Mahomes gets hurt, you're done.
He dove. How is he going to get? He's not fragile.
Okay, wait a minute. Whose effort was worse, his or Chris Jones on the game-winning touchdown?
Jones is supposed to, I mean, they're both equally terrible.
Chris Jones.
Go look at what Pat Mahomes does. He dives down at the ground.
Business decision.
It's awful.
It's a business decision. The quarterback has to make that decision. His team lost because they had to get guys down.
Other quarterbacks get guys down, or at least I'm not taking the chance. He didn't touch him.
I'm not taking the chance.
Okay, well,
I don't want CJ doing it either.
I don't want them in the playoffs anyway.
Keep that same energy.
I don't want CJ doing it either.
Okay.
Keep that same energy for every quarterback.
CJ doesn't go
you literally,
I'm not going to crush him.
You literally were responsible single-handedly for 14 points.
You're also responsible for three titles. Stay on the field, sir.
No, that's fine. Then live off that. Then do what the Cowboys won.
And you know
Super
what?
Bowls
you
too.
Know what he did? He led a game-winning drive, and his
that's
defense
fine.
Coughed
Look at
it
here
up.
Here it is right here to the right. John, watch him. Watch him.
Don't mind it.
That's his effort.
Oh.
That's his effort.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, me either.
You don't? Okay. Well, see, keep watching while he makes it into the end.
I have a problem with Chris Jones.
Keep watching while he makes it into the end zone. What, Chris Jones couldn't catch up with Trevor Lawrence once he went left? He stood there. Oh. What's he supposed to run? He was never going to catch Trevor Lawrence.
He could have.
Oh, no, this isn't it. This is his interception again. There we go, Pat. That a boy.
Well, I don't have a problem at all with that. No. How about that? Hey, Kareem Hunt. Make a better.
I mean, the one time I need Kansas City to win, they can't.
Oh, this is where this is coming from. Okay,
well,
there it
true.
Is. There's the explanation.
There it's
it
true.
Is.
Do you want
there
to try to win? Well, I mean, the Texans cannot. Wait a minute. The Texans.
The interrogation is complete.
No.
He snitched on
you guys
himself.
You're okay with the Texans being behind the Jags? That's a different question. But this is the point. We needed Kansas City to win, and this is piss poor effort by Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, but you came in. You came in trying to be duplicitous. Now we find out what the issue is. Okay, it's fine.
Well, yeah, I wanted the Chiefs to win, but it was also horse bleep effort by Pat Mahomes. Who did more? Frankly, Trevor Lawrence took a sack that forced him to call a timeout in the last drive. He didn't get out of bounds on the previous run, which would have saved time. Like, I thought Trevor Lawrence was handling it awful, was having a terrible final drive.
Till he made that.
And then he made the great throw to Brian Thomas. Then he fell down and was able to scramble. And then he got a pass interference penalty. Then he fell down. I mean, really, he made one good play, and just the other ones were kind of Kansas City screw-ups. Honestly. That was a great throw to Brian Thomas. Truly great throw. That bucket throw against that too high safety was an insanely elite throw. But the rest of it was pretty bad. His, I mean, just really poor knowledge of football, just football IQ was really low.
He got out of the pocket, throw the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing? Save your timeout, throw the ball out of bounds.
He just got fortunate.
And I'm telling you, I can't be madder at Harrison Butker. I mean, I can't get over how big the field is. What did you say, 53 yards?
Yeah.
And he kicks it out of bounds and it goes to the 40.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only did it go to the 40, no time was run off the clock. What are you, stupid idiot?
I'm upset with him because it led to a Jaguars win. You seem to be upset for another reason.
No. I swear on my kids. That's why I'm mad. That's what I was talking about. We needed this. The Texans had to have this. It's the only reason I'm cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm like, you can't even get the Chiefs to beat the Jaguars. You had them cooked, and you idiots let them off the hook. And now the Texans are down 4-1 to it's 2-3 versus 4-1, and you've already lost to the Jaguars. And the Jaguars aren't that freaking good. They're not on offense.
Did you hear?
I think they're about equal.
Troy Aikman's act. He goes, man, this could be the start, the line that flips Liam Cohen's career. Like, this could be the start of something big. All right, it's fine.
Well,
five games in, relax.
I did think he's a good
offensive. What Khan said in the locker room?
What did he say?
It's been, this is the start of being good forever.
You made the playoffs a couple years ago and fired the coach 2 seasons after.
Are you the new
what
Lions?
Are you talking about?
You had Blake Bortles.
Chris Jones' play, though, is ridiculous.
I know.
That is
he's
ridiculous.
He wasn't going to get to him, though. How about the other defensive lineman knocking Drew Tranquil off? Drew Tranquil's right there about to run him down and tackle him, and another defensive lineman knocks Tranquil off. Tranquil's got him dead to rights, and then boink! They're just a bungling sack of turds is what they are. I mean, I'm glad the Chiefs are over, trust me, and I already said my prediction was Bolts will win that division anyway.
Feel good about that?
No.
Omarion Hampton is now on IR for the next four. I don't know if I feel that great about it because the Broncos, even though they have a worse record, have played more consistently than the Chargers.
Aren't they both 3-2 now?
Did the Chargers have another loss?
The Chargers are 3-2. They lost to the Commanders and the Giants in back to back weeks.
Oh, that's right. They've lost back to back. Yeah, I don't feel as good about it. I don't feel as good.
Joe Alt may come back this week. Who knows? But.
And so now the Chiefs are 2-3.
They're only a game out of the division still.
I know. God dang it. If they're going to lose this game that we need them to win, I want them to lose all the games.
Mm. All right, 8:14 ESPN.
And my wife thinks that I was talking about somebody being kind of a little cha-cha girl. That's not what I said. I said not skank or something like that. But
ho? Did we use the word ho?
No, who was I? Got to ask who I was talking about.
Did you call a girl a thought?
No, but she did say she thinks. She goes, I think Pat Mahomes' wife is like that. I said, you think she's like that? Like I don't see her like that.
Did you say she was a lady?
Like kind of skanky, but that's not the word we used. I can't remember the word that was used. I can't remember who we were talking about.
Did it start with an S?
Well, something like that.
Why
and I said,
why is Brittany Mahomes catching?
Well, that's what I wanted to know. I said, what they've been together since. I said, they've been together since, this is her little glow up, maybe. But I said, they've been together since college. I said, maybe she's dressing different or putting more makeup or wearing her hair. I don't know, but she's
not
like. Do I call
her a hoe?
No, I'm going to have to call her and find out who we're talking
about. Did
she
say sloot?
No.
A man's wife?
I'm trying to figure out what he said.
Like when Marty said. Alec wasn't going to pull any huzz, and I said, huzz, that means pretty girls. No,
it doesn't.
I promise you.
I don't
That's
know.
That's what Alec said, huzz. I said, don't say what your older brother said, ever. None of them.
I'm not calling this woman anything. But apparently it happened in the Zuerlein house.
It did. There was something where she went after Brittany Mahomes. I'm like, what? Brittany Mahomes? She played soccer
did
in
she
college.
Say trashy?
The same man.
Did she call her trashy?
Something like that.
And now
that.
She owns the Kansas City women's soccer team.
She's actually. I'm sorry.
She's
you don't want
a
woman.
Woman.
You don't. You don't want strong. Strong women.
Yeah,
you're going to go after strong women. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What do you have to say about Taylor Swift? You don't like her either.
Well, if your strong woman wants to buy a house, I know who she should call. Kent Jones. She should call Kent because listen, I don't care how strong you are, how smart you are. The mortgage game is not your business, right? This is not your expertise. It is Kent Jones' expertise. when you've done over 1,400 career closings over 30 years, you know the game. You know the game better than most everybody. Okay, you're an expert in the field, and you know all the hacks too. You know how to get how to shop the loan. You know what the best rates are for that particular person, or you ask them questions about their veteran. All the different things that Kent Jones asks you to find the best loan for you. Okay, Dream Rate is your mortgage hookup. He does. He's going to do all the work, all the legwork that you don't do. I walked into my signings and just, oh, here's a title company that's charging this. Here is for this survey. Here's for this. And it's like, wow, okay. I didn't know all this stuff. Wow. Well, Kent Jones does, and he can save you thousands. Can save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. He knows the game. He knows the hacks. You don't. So if you're looking for the best way to buy that home or even to look into it, to get suggestions when to lock in, 975loans.com, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here, 713-780-3776. I wonder, so the starter, Tari Eason was a starter last night. Reed Shepard was a starter last night. It's going to be between, one. I think Jabari's a starter, right? Jabari's missed a starter.
Well, I think
Jabari will start. Tari will not start.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Ime talked about it, who the fifth starter will be. He's still figuring that out, but Reed Shepard got the first chance to be that fifth starter before solidified.
Right, because Kevin Durant comes in, went tomorrow, and Tari Eason won't start. So, Amen is a starter for sure. Alpi's a starter for sure. Jabari, KD, they're all starters for sure. It's that last spot. But Tari has been a little bit vocal about. Now, Tari wasn't on the list of top 100 players in the NBA.
He was not thrilled.
He wasn't thrilled. KD wasn't thrilled. A lot of guys were like, hey, he is a top player. First of all, got to stay on the court because and they've got to load manage with him because of injury worries, right? So we're worried about him back-to-back games. He's a big impact guy. You know, they were calling it, the Tower of Pain, the two towers of...
Terror Twins.
The Terror Twins. He and Amen, when they were on the floor together, were the Terror Twins. But they pretty much turned into one terror because Tari wasn't around. So Tari, here's Tari talking about, you know, his game this year and how he wants more minutes and opportunities.
More minutes and more opportunities. I think in the past 3 years, my minutes have kind of been within the 20 to 25 range. So trying to bump up my minutes and then bump up my opportunities. Obviously, I've worked on my game. Just, you know, being able to have even one player in for me, a half or something like that. I don't know, anything like that. Just being able to pick my spots and something like that. But that also comes from the mental side of the game and just understanding where to pick my spots.
It's hard to hear.
Yeah, they're after practice. He said, even one play I like run for me, perhaps. Perhaps we can get that done.
Well, how many plays do they run for? I guess they do. They run a lot of
like they'll spread the floor and let attack one on one. They'll do that for him.
They do that. There's a lot of alley oops to Amen. Yeah,
I think this team. You know, I'm one of the reasons I'm really excited, even with the departure of Fred VanVleet to injury, which I'm not convinced he doesn't come back. Fred's game is not based on explosiveness. It's a mental thing more than a physical thing. When you come back from ACL, it's, you know, do you have will your body let you cut and move the way you're supposed to? He had this surgery so quickly that he gives himself a chance to come back around playoff time, which could be frankly, a tough thing for the Astros. I mean, for the Rockets, because you may want to just fit them in there. But what if they? What if they've already figured things out? What if they? You know, well, I guess they'll play it by ear. And that's one of those things where they may not just. They may say we don't want to rush you back, and they don't even want to. You know. It might be a thing where if the Rockets were really playing well, they would just keep Fred off the court and wait until the next year. But one of the things I'm really excited about is Amen Thompson's still getting better. He's still on an upward trajectory. His game still has room for offensive improvements. And we know what kind of defense player he is. But he can be an explosive scorer without even being able to shoot the ball well because he has so many different ways that he can score and get to the rim without even being a primary ball handler. Number two. We know Tari Eason is a good player on all three levels. Number three, Alperen Şengün, I really think, showed signs this offseason of really coming into his own. And he even made comments that he needs to be better offensively. Even though his defenders were very careful, they wanted to shield him and wrap him in swaddling clothing, it just like CJ's, it's okay when they also acknowledge that they need to be better. But a lot of the Rockets' key components are on upward trajectories as basketball players. I think that is really, really important to acknowledge because we're likely to see more consistent offensive efforts this year across the board as a team. And having Kevin Durant in there is only going to make it better. Are there concerns with how they handle the ball? Yes. Who brings the ball up? How they get into the offense? I think people who don't really focus on basketball will just minimize it like it's no big deal. It can be a really big deal. It can be a really big deal once you start losing turnover battles and losing possessions. So I am a little bit concerned about that, and I'm not going to lie. I'm a little concerned about Reed Shepard. Is what it is. I mean, until I see him play, until I see that he's strong enough defensively, until I see that he's confident as a shooter and you know, I'll just be a little concerned. Speaking of that, and I'm glad he's getting to play right now. This question came in from Desmond. He said, and I'm bringing it up because it has to do with the Rockets too. Like, I think it's important that Reed Shepard play as much as possible right now at point. Quick one for you and the guys in the morning. I remember during preseason being annoyed CJ wasn't playing, getting some sort of undeserved veteran treatment, particularly considering all the new receivers, a new O-line, and a new OC. Fast forward 3 weeks, and the offense is trash. Week four against terrible team, things begin to click. Week five against depleted Ravens, they're world beaters, quote-unquote. My question is, are they clicking, or is it the opponent? Meanwhile, by not capitalizing on the preseason opportunity to let your offense gel, you've given Jacksonville and Indy a head start that may not be able to overcome. See, what you didn't hit on, which I thought you were going to hit on, which would have been a good point, you asked by week five, they beat the depleted Ravens. My question is, are they clicking or is this the opponent? I think the better comment would have been, it took this long for them to gel because they weren't playing in the preseason. I think that is a good question. Would this offense have been in better shape if CJ had some snaps in the preseason? If they had had their running back, you know, if they had played these units more in the preseason, would the Texans have been more ready? Offensively, would it have not taken as long?
I think it's more the opponent, if you want to know the truth.
Jacksonville is too – I mean, they gave Kansas City damn near 500 offensive yards.
Yeah.
And that was the third week of the season. You don't think if he – I don't know. May not have mattered, but I do know CJ didn't play at all in the preseason.
Well, he played a drive, right? Against the – was it the Panthers?
Yeah, he did.
That's right. He did have a drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they scored.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you want to see players play in the preseason?
Well, I'll tell you this: the Bengals They did it differently this year, and it led to two wins in the first two games.
Well, it's because their quarterback's out there.
Yeah, that's what we mean.
But they were historically slow starters. They played their guys in the preseason, and they were better.
Oh, better right off the bat.
Yeah.
Oh, in their first two.
First two games.
Oh, I think there's something to it.
Yeah, maybe.
The playing time, you don't get as much practice time as you used to. The Players Association has limited all that. You do. Dale, I don't know if you made that. I think you may have made this point, and it's an accurate point.
Well, then I made it.
So it probably wasn't you. It was probably Mapes.
Too late now.
But
it was Mapes.
Too late.
The practice sessions.
Joint practices.
The joint practices are
Thank you.
The joint practices. Probably are what teams are thinking, hey, this takes the place of preseason. Yeah, maybe that's true.
Maybe.
Maybe that's true. I just know the they look terrible. And Nick Caley, you know, Nick Caley needed reps. And it's better to get reps with the good players and the good plays. Yeah. You know,
Nick Caley did get reps, even though it was with the second team.
But he also was playing, you know, calling things vanilla in the preseason. I get that.
Calling the bad plays.
But maybe you need to, maybe you should start working in some of the good plays.
Yeah, earlier.
I mean, I'm sure there are intricacies that I'm missing, but I'm not sure this Texans offense needed to hold off on the good plays in the preseason. Are they so innovative that what they're showing now is would have been something? I can't believe they gave it all away in the preseason. If he had started calling the good plays in the preseason, I mean, I'm not looking at a lot of tricks and things that fool defenses. So I would have hoped he would have called the good plays in the preseason. Because the offense is working. Well, it's worked the last five quarters. But I'm not blown away by creativity here.
Yeah. Well.
No. Not at all.
Well, you listen. You don't show everything.
I'm not saying you do. But if Nick Caley had called the good plays in the preseason, it's not like he's given away the magic. It's the same stuff. It's basic stuff we're doing here. I mean, we're not doing some of the ball handling that the Chiefs do or other teams do to get guys stepping the wrong way and make a play. Hey, look, you see that Ravens corner who's giving you 10 yards of cushion and giving you the inside? Just running and breaking route. That's a first down, right? We could do that all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, you hope that they – listen, a lot of stuff is a lot of reads by wide receivers and quarterbacks is off the cuff, right? You if the guy is playing on the outside, you're going to run in. I think that's in the preseason as well. Okay, if it's Davis Mills, Davis Mills looked good in the preseason. So did Graham Mertz. Graham Mertz looked good in the preseason. I mean, Nick Caley was calling the great plays. If Graham Mertz was okay,
do you think he was trying to make a move to maybe sabotage CJ early to get his guy Davis Mills in? That's why he called the good bad plays in the first three games.
He's a Davis Mills guy?
Do you think he called all the bad plays through the first three games and three quarters, and then D'Amico recognized, oh, you're trying to sabotage my guy, so Caley had to start calling the good plays?
I think he was showcasing Davis Mills for the Bengals.
You're Delanon.
I'm just trying to figure out why the good play started fourth quarter against the Titans.
Because people wanted him going.
Holding it back.
Because there was already rumors Rod Johnson would take over in a few games.
So he didn't want to be good from the start, huh?
No. Did not want to be good from the start. No. Hells no. All right. Let's break it. Let's talk a little HRP right here. 713-780-3776. HRP is, I'm telling, 281-880-6525. I'm telling you, HRP is a company that I really believe in. I really believe what they're doing is the right thing. I believe that their technology is second to none. I believe that their service. I believe that their the care factor. I believe that they are on your side. They're on your team. I believe they're rooting for you to succeed. If you don't succeed, they don't succeed. If they don't succeed, then you know they lose their business. You being better, you staying in business, you making as much money as you possibly can, you getting your payroll to your employees at a better price, at more efficiently, your HR, doing your HR correctly, doing your taxes correctly, using less people, more technology, that is important, okay? That'll save you money as a business and let you focus on the things that you're supposed to focus on, selling your widgets, whatever your widgets are. HRP does all the other stuff that you don't know about, that they're experts in and you're not, okay? So let HRP do their work. Call up there and ask, hey, how about just taking a look at my business and seeing if this is good for me? 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3700. The Texans win and we get, you know what? Everybody's, oh, whatevs. Whatevs. You know what?
What's wrong? Why? It's so weird.
What are you spoiled
about? The Texans aren't usually good at all.
We got nothing to bitch about. That's why.
They're a perennial playoff team now, gentlemen. Perennial.
I don't know about this year.
Well, that's why people are not overwhelmed by beating.
Honestly,
a bad Ravens team.
Okay, what kind of odds you give this team to make the playoffs right now?
Well, we talked about how the AFC may not be as good as we think. So let's look at it: Colts, Jags. That's unfortunate, but NFC North, one team. AFC North, AFC West. They all jumbled up with three wins, right? AFC East, second place Patriots with three wins. So at this point, what are you, a game out of a wild card spot right now?
Yeah.
So if we removed historically starting 0-3, generally that's reserved for bad football teams. And if you're 0-3, you're not going to make the playoffs. Bad football teams don't make the playoffs. But if you just remove historical stuff and think about what you thought this team was going to be, at 2-3, one game behind the rest of the AFC, are we impressed by the 3-2 teams?
Well, New England?
No.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Do we think the Texans are so far?
Is Denver better than you are? Yeah. Probably. Are the Chargers better than you are?
Maybe. All the injuries are stacking up for them right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It depends on
which version of the Texans offense we have. Because we got to remember now, this is a really high-end defense. Like the Texans defense and rush, it's real. They're not giving up points now. You got tougher offensive opponents coming up. But the Rams didn't score a whole lot on you. Nobody has really taken off on you offensively. Tampa, who by the way, Tampa has a monstrous offense. Tampa, look at what Tampa's doing to people. Tampa's got a great offense. And they've been slowed down. They were slowed down by the Texans way down in the second half.
Okay, so the next four games are at Seattle, San Francisco, Denver, and Jacksonville. Three straight home games. San Francisco, Denver, and Jacksonville.
You got to go 3-1.
You see 3-1 in that?
I think it's possible, absolutely. I think all those games are winnable games. I think they're losable, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you almost have to go 3-1 in those, but the way you started.
Mm-hmm. 3-1 gets you to
5-4. 3-1 gets you to 5-4 with at Tennessee, then Buffalo. Man, then you got the Colts twice in the last 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That'll be your season. You got Vegas in there. You got Arizona in there. At Kansas City, which isn't nearly as hard now. At the Chargers in the second.
So we don't even have a – I don't even – oh, wait, that's right. It's a bye week this week. I'm already looking to what the point spread is going to be. I still think I think Seattle maybe is a one-point favorite.
Seattle have a game this week?
The Hawks, as they call them in Seattle, do not have a game.
So they're on a bye as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a bye as well, and they play the next Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's lots
of time for Nick Cayley to drop even more good plays.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope against – does he have a tier of plays? These are my good plays against awful defenses. These are my tier of plays against – A good defense. Are we going to that tier place?
I did see. It was before the game. I did see somebody say, if the Texans get beat today, then Bieniemy must be here on Monday. Like the Eric Bieniemy ship has sailed. There is no more Eric Bieniemy stuff. You got to let that go. But I don't. Man, they really need that one, don't they? Because you got – who do you have? You said you have Chargers and Broncos?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's here? Are they
– No, so the schedule is at Seattle, San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. See, I don't think – I think San Francisco's – I think Houston will beat the brakes off them.
I think – wow.
Yeah, beat them 13, easy.
What?
Wow. Yes.
San Francisco, Denver, and then Jacksonville.
Yes, girl, yes. 27-14.
We beat Jacksonville here.
The same team
who
went into L.A. all banged up and won, that San Francisco?
Yeah. I ain't caring about that San Francisco. L.A.'s
well,
a
I'm
punk-ass
Brock,
team.
Brock
we lost to a punk-ass team then.
Their punk-ass team that didn't get to face the C.J. who had gotten his leg stretched out a little bit. And started running CJ. Dual threat CJ is a different dude.
Okay. What the hell is that on the
pork
TV,
chop that they're making?
That pork chop.
That looks good, doesn't
the
it?
The original Ninfas makes that pork chop?
They're making pork chops at Ninfas.
With onion rings and on some kind of a lentil thing? Lentil soup thing? I'm in.
Why
I'm
are we watching
in.
This in multi-view?
I don't know why we have multi-view.
There's
but
a remote on the desk.
I'm all about that original Ninfas. Holy crap.
By the way, the phrase, I couldn't come up with the phrase, it was Hoochie Mama. Hoochie Mama was a phrase she said, I think Brittany Mahomes is dresses, Pat Mahomes' wife dresses like a Hoochie Mama. I said, what?
Well, Hoochie Mama is different than Sloot.
Yeah, well, that
John
was Adele.
Moore. I asked
Adele. You've been watching
nice
Sopranos.
Job.
No, but that's not what they said. They said other words about my people. But I asked if that was said, but John, because he's John's like, how could you say that about another man's wife? Meanwhile, he asked, did she call her a hoe?
Yeah.
Like, seconds before. What's the difference?
It was a big
well,
difference.
I expect that from him, though, Del.
I asked. Yeah. I didn't say she did say it. I don't believe Brittany Holmes fits any of those
man.
Words.
Sloot takes it to another no, it level doesn't. On another man's wife, bro.
Yeah, that is really
yeah,
wrong
that
with
is.
You, Del.
Stop it.
Yep. That's really
I didn't even say
Del.
I said it. I asked if his wife said it.
No.
We're really talking about.
Just Hoochie Mama. Just dressing. She. I'm like, what? No, so she can't be a Hoochie. She's not a. I originally was talking about being worried about Trevor Lawrence, not Trevor Lawrence, but Travis Hunter's wife. Right? They got married, didn't they?
Who?
Oh, Dale's playing something.
Travis
I can hear something
Hunter,
in the background.
Yeah, is married.
Travis Hunter got married.
Yeah,
and I'm worried about that one.
Why are you?
Well, I think Travis
why,
are really.
Why do you care about another man's marriage?
Hold on.
Okay. All I know is he got me 9 points last night, and I won my fantasy game. That's all I care about Travis Hunter. I'm not worried
no.
about his marriage.
John, in this day and age, we're supposed to worry about everything, and everything's our business.
No.
Yes.
No, it's really
Twitter
not.
Has made
nah,
everything
right.
our
yeah,
business.
Man, have his marriage so without you in it.
Nah,
no,
he's right.
We've got to make comments on that. Yeah. They've been together since college. I said maybe she's dressing different or putting more makeup or wearing her hair. I don't know, but she's
your wife
not
called
like,
her a hoe?
No, I'm going to have to call her and find out who we're
talking
about.
Did she say sloot?
No.
So when he says what he said,
ho?
That's fine. But if I ask a question, it's yeah. like, oh, you're too far. It's too far. What? What?
Listen.
Tell went back
there
and
is
found
a,
it.
Listen. Okay. There's a big difference between the B word and the C word.
What, the H this, word?
Right?
You said ho.
Yeah, I went the H word. You went the S word.
That is,
there's a big difference.
What's the difference?
There's a huge difference.
What actually,
it? What is it?
I don't know. It just there
it's,
is.
It's ugly.
It's hard to.
And I was so shaky about saying the word. I didn't even say the word.
You didn't
I
even
a,
go that far
I
on
used
any
a
of that
different
stuff.
Word.
Yeah. Listen, we've got so much Miami football to talk right
Why?
Now. Why? Well, I don't know. Did yeah. you see Shannon Dawson come back at Tony Smith?
Oh, Tony White.
Tony White. Tony
yeah.
White said we knew what plays they were running. Really? Then why didn't you stop them?
Well, we knew what plays, and then why were guys running free
well,
the
you
entire
play
game?
Shannon?
Sure, I'll
Shannon Dawson, former U of H offensive coordinator, is now the offensive coordinator at the University of Miami, and he makes a lot of sense here. Tony White, the defensive coordinator for Florida State, well, I guess we knew what they were running. We knew what they were doing. Really? Then how'd they put them points up on you?
Well, is he just saying our players aren't as good? Because if you knew what they were doing
right.
and you had a game plan for, that means you're acknowledging you're just, our players aren't as good
aren't
as, them.
As good. Here's Shannon Dawson's response to Tony White.
I don't look at it in the sense of we were, you know, lacking in the run game. That's just what they chose to take away. Good. Like, you know, you choose to take that away, fine. Your corners better be able to cover. And theirs didn't.
That's, I mean, listen. You can put 11 in the box and stop the run, but guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose the football game because they're going
to
throw it on
it
you.
It was 28-3 to the start of the fourth quarter because
yeah.
your guys can't cover. Which well, now, Tony White has just gotten there, so he probably can't take the brunt of lack of recruiting. But there is a thing around that program, FSU's program, where they know it's not just money, but they get outworked when it comes to recruiting. They don't have when it, even Florida, who's down, although they got the big one over Texas, and also Miami, of course, they don't recruit at the level that their in-state rivals do.
Listen.
And you saw it on the field.
Listen, a defensive coordinator can take away anything. Okay? He can take away something. The deal is, can you stop everything? If you make an offense look really, really bad, it means, wow, we did a job stopping the run, and we were able to stop the
pass. And you out-coached them, out-schemed them.
And we out-played them.
Yeah.
You know, we were just better than them. But if you say, well, look at it. They couldn't run the ball on us. Yeah, but look what they threw for.
How many long touchdowns? And you lost the game. How many long touchdowns did they have? Because you had to focus on one thing because you know you're not good enough to stop both at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, so that's why you hate Florida State.
I don't hate them so much. I do respect them because they will play us every year. Florida's who I hate. Oh, scared ass Gators!
Wow,
running away for the better part of a quarter century.
They ain't scared after beating the snot out of Arch.
I saw what they looked like when they came down to Hard Rock.
I would be scared if I were you. You see what they did to Arch?
You mean like Ohio State did to Arch? People do that to Arch.
Well, that is kind of true.
Yeah.
We'll see how you like the Yags against Florida?
That's a home game, right?
Yeah.
I do.
A home game for the Yags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I think it probably will be closer than Aggies will like, at least early.
I think
Aggies are better than Longhorns this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just are. Better. It's not even, you know, the Texas offensive line is one of the worst Texas offensive lines I've seen in a while. And Arch isn't playing well, and defensively they got done up by a quarterback who's talented but has been having a really bad year. And DJ Lagway, Texas is not. I mean, they're out of the playoff hunt right now. They're going to need to win out.
Listen, this is going to catch up to the Aggies now. At home against UTSA, at home against Utah State, on the road at Notre Dame, at home against Auburn, at home against Mississippi State, at home against Florida.
Yeah, how is that? Where do they? How
now
many
they've
road
got
games?
Three after that: at Arkansas, at LSU, at Missouri.
Arkansas's got a good a quarterback that can. Yeah, you never know. Arkansas is not going to be.
When they got Bobby Petrino now,
but have they completely quit or will they play for Petrino?
That's what we'll find out. No. Who else do they have?
At LSU, at Missouri.
I mean, all three winnable, all three losable. Same thing.
And they're at Texas at the end of the year.
Well, I mean, Texas is going to be hyped for that game and all that, but I don't know if – who's the backup quarterback who maybe should be starting for Texas?
Number 18?
David Connor or something
it's
like that.
It's not David Connor.
Billy Caldwell?
No.
I think his name is
– it might be Caldwell. It's not Billy.
It is Caldwell, I think.
I don't think it's Billy, though.
What you won't do.
What about if you want to sell your house?
That's Bobby Caldwell.
It is two for love. Matthew Caldwell. Matthew
there it is. Caldwell. See, Billy, Matt. They call him Billy. His nickname.
Who do they call when they want to sell their house?
Sean at Greenlight Offer. Go to greenlightoffer.com. That's my guy. A lot of people who are getting divorced. This is a big one. Divorce has turned into a really big one for Greenlight Offer. And I'll tell you why. Because Greenlight Offer... what they'll do is they come in, make an assessment. They give you a very fair offer on the house, but you don't – see, here's the thing. You don't have to do any showings. You don't have to get the flooring changed out, get the kitchen updated. Usually when you're going to sell your own home, you got to throw a bunch of money in it to get everything updated because that's what people want. Now, if they're going to move into the house, most of them want turnkey properties, and so that takes money. To do that, you don't have to worry about that. Can you imagine you're sitting there, you put all that money into it, and you got to go through showings, and then it sits in the market, you're continuing to pay mortgage on it. Not a Greenlight Offer. They can get closings done in 7 to 10 days on average. So it takes just a week and a half, and you're already closed. And you get cash back. You're ready to roll. You have to do nothing for the home at all. They do it for retired landlords. If you're just done with the property and you don't want to mess with it at all, they will buy that from you. Inheritances, they handle that as well. There's a lot Greenlight Offer can do for you to make it so easy, and you are going to be the beneficiary of that and get money in your pocket without the hassles. Go to greenlightoffer.com and let's get this thing going. It's greenlightoffer.com. That's greenlightoffer.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. We got some call. Oh, Tiffany, we have a lady.
Is it going to be an Eric call?
Well, I don't care.
Goes after Dell.
Ladies always go to the front of the line.
That's right. Let's just see what happens.
I mean, are you not chivalrous?
Hi, my name is Tiffany. Is Arch Manning not that good because he played against subpar competition high school football in Louisiana? You know, Louisiana doesn't have good football. Plus, tight ends was a great place to work at. I'll hang up and listen.
There it is.
Now, you guys can poo-poo that.
Where did that get started?
I think it's brilliant.
Where did that get started?
What?
Where did that whole tight ends thing get started?
Eric calls his show all the time.
What's the nexus of it? What is?
And what did he always ask you? Who would be a good OnlyFans? What actress would be?
No, he wouldn't do that. That was LaSalsa's thing. Eric would always, well, he still does. He would ask me about a news anchor, a local news anchor, and whether I saw their workout video or something.
Art does that with me.
Yeah. But as far as this, Eric has always had some woman.
Right.
At points, call in. He doesn't normally have the woman ask a sports question. It's generally a tight ends type deal.
Yeah.
But she had us in the first half, not going to lie.
No, she didn't have me.
And then, no, the voice is always similar. So it didn't trick me. But then she hit us with what Eric really wanted to
talk
about.
I knew. Do you think there's always going to come with, you always start with a fake question that you want to say, and then you get to the.
Well, it's a legitimate question. It's Arch not that good because
he played against little kids.
Subpar competition in Louisiana.
No, yeah. He's not that good because he wasn't that good.
No, he was hyped.
Well, was he overhyped?
Overhyped.
Because of the,
that's how you phrase it.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, and because his name is Manning. Listen, if his name wasn't Manning, he would not have been this hyped. There's no question.
But
if
as a quarterback
was,
guy
if
like
his name
Sark,
was Archie Devlin.
Tricked? How do you get tricked if you're Sark?
Archie Devlin?
He also has good size.
Or Saban. Saban
he's a good athlete.
Him.
He has good size. He's a Manning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saban.
He's going to be really, really smart. He's going to have an unbelievable football IQ.
Saban wanted him so bad that Pete Golding threw Sark under the bus talking about his drinking. And when
of
asked
course.
About it, he goes, well, Dad is going to be mad at me. And by daddy, he meant Nick Saban.
By the way, there is a lot of daddy on Righteous Gemstones. That's why your Southern daddy comes
that's where
from.
That's why I say daddy.
Yeah, daddy.
But Pete Golding called Saban daddy. Daddy's going to be mad if I don't get Arch. That's why I got to betray
okay, so
my
Arch has
my
good
friend.
Size. Arch has good legitimate NFL caliber size.
Mm-hmm.
He is a good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Can run. He's durable. He's strong.
Arm. Sounds like you're talking about Tyrone Swoops.
I'm not talking about
NFL size, big, can run.
He did have some of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. But the problem that they face now is Arch Manning might end up being a good college quarterback if they can get to a run pass offense where he's more dual threat. I just right now that there should be no talk about him in the NFL draft. That shouldn't be the entire conversation. Should be about getting better as a college player. That's everything. The hype is dead. There is no more hype that we need.
Let me ask you this, though. If they go 7-5.
Oh, my God.
Well,
it's possible.
It's not out of the range. No, realm
of possibility.
It's possible. That's not out. I mean,
it would be the biggest, be the most disappointing season in the history of Longhorn
Texas,
football.
Well, first of all, I know Sark might want him back, might not want him back. Would the fan base want him back?
Yeah. You got to remember, they were ready to run Quinn Ewers off to get Arch in.
I know, but not anymore. They're not. I think they're – I see
– They don't have the same –
I see they've turned on him.
Well, you say that.
I know. I was watching with a bunch of Longhorns, and all I heard was, Arch, throw the –
Well, yeah, because that's what was happening on the field. But that doesn't mean they want him to leave the university.
Well, like, if it's,
and it's a
7-5
really,
season.
I got to be honest with you. It's a really bad look for Texas. Sark wouldn't even replace Quinn Ewers. He thought it was a bad look. And I'm just talking about in a game. I don't think he wants the great Arch Manning, the five-star generational quarterback. I don't think he wants him leaving. I don't think that's a – I don't think that – it could be used against him from a recruiting standpoint. Hey, he wasn't able to develop this guy. Quinn Ewers was the greatest quarterback ever. I've already had an NFL personnel guy tell me, you know, Sark's got some – I hadn't really thought about this. He said, Sark's going to have some issues recruiting-wise. I said, "For what do you mean?" He goes, well – he said, if I'm recruiting against them, I'm talking about how Quinn Ewers came in as one of the most hyped offensive or quarterbacks in the history of recruiting, and he ended up a seventh rounder. Arch Manning, if he doesn't turn it around, mm-hmm. he said he came in as a Manning and one of the most hyped quarterbacks since Quinn Ewers, and he doesn't do anything. He goes, those would be two quarterbacks that he, quote-unquote, didn't develop. And I hadn't really thought of it that way, like, you know, for being a quarterback whisperer like he's supposed to be, I'd never really thought about that. But it would be a bad look if he doesn't get Arch to turn around. The best thing they need to do is run the football with Arch Manning. Zone read stuff. Just get him. He's a big guy. Let him run. He's not a very good passer. He doesn't throw with anticipation. He doesn't throw with great accuracy and placement. He does not have a plus-plus arm. But he's big and can run. Then do that. Then use it.
Is Ryan Wingo's dad going to call into a Texas radio show about how I got to get my kid out of here because he got to get to the league and Arch is ruining his chances?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I can tell you this, though. Texas better be recruiting quarterback.
Well, they are. Their next up is a five-star with another famous name. Rajah Bell's kid is a five-star quarterback, and they have him committed.
Rajah Bell, that's right, the basketball player for the Suns.
The fastest basketball player in history.
Rajah Bell?
Rajah Bell was fast.
Is he fast?
No, not as fast as the one Rocket. What was his name?
Oh, Michael Dickerson? No.
No.
Yeah, was it not Michael Dickerson? I think it was Michael Dickerson, who they always said was the fastest. He's so fast. Like, why does this keep coming up?
Well, can he play basketball?
Not on the NBA level.
That whole
so much.
Draft class wasn't good.
Dia Bell is his name. He's a five-star out of South Florida. That's the next quarterback up for Texas, committed. And he's going to be in this upcoming class.
Listen, if this continues the way that it's going right now, I'm not sure Arch is the starting quarterback at the end of this year.
I mean, if I had to, I'm trying to win games.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other kid can do. I don't know what Caldwell can do.
I watched with that one snap,
and he knew exactly where he wanted to go with the ball, and he ripped it right on the hands,
yeah.
22 yards away or whatever. I'm like, man, that looks like a pretty good.
Yeah.
That looks like a pretty good throw.
Did you call him Bobby Connors?
No, Billy Caldwell. Billy
Caldwell.
Okay. What about would you call him? I think John Daspit. He should call John Daspit.
Well, I actually need to talk to Daspit because he's a Longhorn and a Cougar, and not a great weekend for him. No. But he may have had a good weekend. Other than that, I don't know. From a football standpoint, wasn't great. And I want to get his opinion on because he's a big Longhorn fan. Grew up a fan. Went to University of Texas. Did his law school at University of Houston. The guy's smart. Okay, and he knows, and he is. Tenacious. I don't know many people who are as tenacious as John Daspit, and he uses that tenacity to go after the lawyers on the other side who are trying to squeeze clients. It really pisses him off when his clients get squeezed and the offers that they make are so embarrassing. Listen, all of your medical bills, all of your physical therapy, all of your time missed from work, and that includes long-term disability, that should all be accounted for when you are injured due to someone else's negligence on the roadway, in the workplace, whatever the case may be. But also your pain and suffering needs to be accounted for. And what is that worth? Well, not much to the insurance company, but it's worth plenty to John Daspit because he wants to make sure that your injury and your suffering does not just go by the wayside when you never asked for this injury in the first place. John Daspit is a name you can trust. The Daspit Law Firm is going to fight hard for you. Biggest law firm here in the city, and it's not close. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.